Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Live. Right now, I'm Mike Wallace, originating from the studios of Newstalk 1400, WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. And I've got Mark Evans with me from his palatial estate in Boise, Idaho. Are you there, Bob? Mark?
I think all three of us must be here. Hello.
I thought he was on assignment, but there he is.
I am. So you guys might as well hang on for this hour, and we'll have a trio of hosts for this hour of the broadcast.
I'll just do my caffeine thing. Okay.
No problem. So is Mark with us as well?
Mark is here. Hi, Mr. Bob Long. I'm live, too. Hey, hi.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, I was traveling yesterday. I was up in Atlanta trying to raise for some funds for some various things. And so I'm sorry that I didn't get back to you guys via email. But I can tell you next Saturday at this very same time on many of these same stations, you guys can definitely fill in for me there because I'm going to be tied up otherwise. But in this hour of the broadcast, in addition to Mike and Mark and myself, we're going to be joined by Matt Edmonds from the Tire Rack and also James Bell, who's a head of consumer affairs for General Motors. But meanwhile, what's going on there at WFPA? Mike, how are things?
We are having the world's longest yard sale along Lookout Mountain this morning. It runs all the way from 40 miles south of here in Gadsden, Alabama, all the way up through the mountains to someplace in Ohio. And people are out in droves. I thought I was going to have to use a machete to get through to the radio station this morning. But they're all in church, so I got here in no time at all. But it is blistering hot in the South. And so that's what Mark and I were going to talk about, had we had to, some hot weather items. But the Tire Rack, that's a great. I've been wanting to talk to somebody from there. That sounds like a great operation. We need to hear more about that.
Yeah, definitely. Just to give a little backstory on the Tire Rack, it goes back not that long. I mean, the company has been around, I think, about 25 years or so. Family-owned company, and we're going to be joined by Matt Edmonds, who is a part of the founding family. They have since sold off to a larger entity, but the family remains in physical control of the company, which is awesome. I wish more big companies that take up smaller companies would allow that, but certainly I've bought tires from the Tire Rack myself. I have an older Corvette that the tires are uber expensive on, and I bought my rear set of tires from the Tire Rack. Mark, have you ever had any experience with the folks at the Tire Rack?
I have, actually. I've purchased a tire. It took a couple, two, three sets of four tires from the Tire Rack. And because good tires, good quality service, and, of course, price. That's the best thing right there is the price on them. And, you know, anymore, you know, you guys, you know, that brown truck can deliver anything to my front door, including engines.
That's true. So true. Absolutely. And, Mike, have you ever purchased anything tire-wise online from the Tire Rack?
No, but I meant to because I have an Aerostar van that takes 14-inch tires. And very few companies, surprisingly enough, sell 14-inch tires anymore because nothing takes them. The smallest,
yeah,
I think,
well,
he's
a good point.
Is 15. So I'm anxious to ask this fellas, do you have any 14-inch tires?
It's not ready.
I can't find any anywhere.
Yeah, I think the go-karts now, Mike, have 15-inch tires on them.
Very good. It seems like tire size has gotten really crazy. There are a lot of OEMs now with standard 20-inch tires. 22-inch tires are not unusual either from the OEM side of the fence. And then, of course, if you go to the big shows like the SEMA show there in Las Vegas, which Mark and I have been to a number of times, on some of these aftermarket tires, they can go to 30 inches or more, and sometimes they look really crazy.
Well, they're all wheel, aren't they? And just about like a half inch of rubber on top of the wheel?
Exactly. Like a big rubber band, yes.
Yeah.
And an expensive one indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a, well, you don't have to worry about putting air in them. It's all rubber. Not much either.
That's very anyway. Good. Telephone-wise, we should remind folks if they would like to talk to this trio of hosts here on Auto World, including yours truly, Bob Long, Mike Wallace, and Mark Evans, and give us a call, 866, toll-free from anywhere across North America, 866-660-4261, 866-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com, if you have a tire question. I know the tire rack has expanded in recent times to be selling not only tires, but they sell wheels, and they sell combinations, and especially for winter use for a lot of people who are fortunate enough to have a sports car or a real high-end luxury vehicle and want to drive it year-round but don't want to mess up those.
I think everything just went dead. You still there, Mark?
I am. Are you there? Look, sounding good.
That's Bob.
He probably took off to go to the tire rack to get a tire. There he is. Did you go get a tire, Bob?
I don't know where.
I got him.
Did you get one of them? Did you get a 14-inch for Mike for us?
I tried. I tried to get 14s for Mike, and they laughed at me. But unfortunately, that's the problem with the technology that I am using right now is still not what it needs to be. And thanks to you guys filling in for me since my infamous lightning strike. You know, we've been able to keep the ball rolling here. But I'm happy to report in the coming weeks here, a radio broadcaster friend of mine by the name of Ed Shiflett, who owns a radio station here in Florida, is going to lend me a piece of equipment, which is going to get me back in full digital glory, so to speak.
But, excellent.
I'm very much looking forward to that and very much looking forward to being back in the saddle. But it's great to have you guys in the on-deck circle ready to go. I've never had this before in the 23 years of doing Auto World. I've never had a couple of guys I could actually trust to fill in for me. So I can trust you guys and your true broadcasters.
I have to be in the studio about this time every morning because I'm using kind of antiquated equipment. My automation system runs on Windows 98, for those of you who have ever heard of Windows 98. Just a little bit, yeah. So I have to reboot it every morning. So I'm here about this time. So, you know, it's not a problem for me to jump on and say, hey, and I'll call Mark real quick because I can't do it without him.
Very good.
Because in the business, but this OBD3 stuff is way past my pay grade. So I'm an OBD2 and OBD1 kind of guy. So he takes care of the newer stuff, which I call anything made past 1990 is a new car as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we try to keep the cars fixed and see if we can destroy another hour of Auto World, you know, Mike.
Very good.
We have it, so that's good.
Yeah, it's still on here.
Yeah, that's right. No complaints.
We certainly tried hard enough, but
I'll probably get a black eye next time Bob sees me live in person.
Well, after we come back from our upcoming break here, we're going to be joined by Matt Edmonds, my buddy from the Tire Rack, and Matt and I have been doing interviews really since the beginning of Auto World, which started back in 1992. Can't believe it, but expanded, of course, significantly in 2013 with the demise of my former motor.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Bob Long, along with a couple of guest hosts. They're my fill-in guys. It's Mike Wallace, the owner of WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, gearhead and a broadcaster extraordinaire, and ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans, also a talk show host veteran. And joining us now is my good buddy from the Tire Rack. It's my pleasure to welcome Matt Edmonds, Vice President of the Tire Rack. Matt, how you doing? Doing fine. Thank you very much for being with us. I understand recently the Tire Rack did some testing of all-season high-performance tires. Tell us a little bit about that.
Now, it takes us 2 weeks to run through the test of the newest tires in that category and comparing it with some others. And, you know, again, as I said, it's just part of our ongoing test testing that we do at our test track right in our front yard there in South Bend, Indiana. So,
and that's so cool that you've got the test track right there on the premises. Remind me, how many years has the Tire Rack been around, Matt?
Well, we have just celebrated 35 years, starting as a small converted gas station in Indianapolis, Indiana, and have grown now to 7 distribution centers across the country and with our headquarters here in South Bend, and not only obviously a presence online, but we've got, over 100 people on the phones that are there to really be your tire consultants, as we say. It's sometimes a real misnomer to call them salespeople because in addition to helping people find the right tire on the phone, they also are our test drivers. So they all participate in our test program.
Well, I certainly have bought a lot of tires over the years from the Tire Rack, and Mark Evans, the ASC certified mechanic, told us a little earlier that he has also purchased tires. But Mike down at WFPA has got a question for you regarding his needs, which are a little bit unusual. Tell us.
Well, Mike? I have a 93 Ford Aerostar, and it takes 14-inch tires. And I have found that there's only like one manufacturer that makes this size tire that I need. And I'm not going to mention the name, but I'm not crazy about this manufacturer. And how are you guys fixed for 14-inch tires?
Well, it's an area that as technology has marched on and wheel sizes have grown, it's become one of those that really is a challenge to take care of. I mean, you're talking about probably looking for a 215 7014 or 215 7514. I know they both were.
I think it's a 7514. Pretty sure.
Yeah, they both were original equipment on that vehicle, which was kind of unusual. And we do have a tire available for it. Hankook manufactures a standard touring all-season tire for that vehicle. That has got all the proper specifications and actually is a pretty decent tire. People do seem to like that tire, but it has become a challenge. I mean, you get from some of the original, going back even smaller, 10-inch tires that were on the Mini Coopers and stuff. As things evolve, I mean, it gets harder and harder to maintain all those sizes, and some of them. Typically, what ends up happening is those that have a need in the market, good old Coker tire ends up taking over the mold from the manufacturers and producing very limited runs of those tires.
Well, now Coker is a company that you can get by pre-ordering. I think they can make just about anything for you, can't they? I mean, according if the price is right, I assume.
Yeah, within reason. Sure.
Well, I was wondering, because I need an all-season tire, because I'm in the south here in Alabama, in the mountains. Now, it does snow occasionally, not very often, but I live at the bottom of the mountain, and my radio station is on top of the mountain. And this past winter, I had to come up the mountain. I can remote from my house, but this one thing, one of the computers crashed, and I had to come up here, and I wound up coming up the mountain sideways because I rear-grabbed the vehicle. And there's just not enough tread, and I haven't got my fingers poked by the steel cord yet, so I'm all right for a while. But I thought then, I said, it's time for tires. This isn't going to cut it if it snows again. So I'm glad we got you on the telephone today to ask about that.
Absolutely. And Hankook actually is, you know, Mike, I know you may not be so familiar with that brand, but they make good stuff. They really do. And I'm not blowing smoke here. Matt, perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about Hankook. I believe that in addition to the Hankook line of tires, the corporate entity owns a number of other tires manufacturing brands.
Well, Hankook is in among themselves really a manufacturer brand. They're a South Korean based company, but they have really taken an interest in the U.S. and developing tires for the U.S. market. Even to the point where, you know, they have earned original equipment positions on some of our most popular vehicles, Ford F-150s, for instance. So, you know, they are the real deal. They've invested in their tires and do a lot of research and development and have done a great job.
Getting back to your recent test of high performance all season tires, as we've talked about umpteen times here on the broadcast, such a golden age for those fortunate enough to have the means to purchase new vehicles. There are sedans out there that could outrun world-class exotic cars of not that long ago. I mean, who would believe 0 to 60 in the high twos for like the Corvette Z06 or the GTR from Nissan, and then, of course, you get into the exotics, the Bugatti Veyron and stuff like that. But 3 second and 4 second 0 to 60 dashes is not uncommon. 5 seconds, not uncommon at all in people-hauling vehicles in addition to two-seater vehicles. And you know, as you know, I'm from Boston. I used to drive my Corvette year-round because I just loved it. And I know that there are a lot of other people with high-performance vehicles that just don't want to park it for the winter. So it's great that more manufacturers are giving, you know, us crazy motorheads the opportunity to drive all year-round. And you guys can not only outfit the folks with tires, but you also have wheel packages as well.
We do, you know, and when you're thinking about an all season tire and you're somewhere where you've got, you know, winter conditions, as we like to call it, the edge of winter conditions. I mean, obviously, if you've got winter's worst conditions and you're dealing with snow and ice and extreme cold temperatures, I mean, you know, the optimum is to switch the boots on your, or the shoes on your vehicle to boots, and as we say, and put dedicated winter tires on them. But, you know, that's not necessarily an option for everyone, and the manufacturers have really done a great job with some of these ultra-high-performance all-season tires in that they're really putting in wet and dry performance into the tire, but then putting some winter capabilities as well.
Excellent. When we come back, Matt, hang with us. We'll tell folks more about the tire rack, and then we're going to solve that mystery about that yard sale that Mike can see out of his window down in Alabama. It's Auto World with Bob Long, Mike Wallace, and Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC. We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Rock and roll gearhead. Billy F. Gibbons on tour with ZZ Top all this summer. Check it out if they're coming to a town near you. My name is Bob Long. Got some co-hosts on board with us today. They're my fill-in guys. Mike Wallace, owner of WFPA, Fort Payne, Alabama. Great affiliate of this program. And Mike is a wonderful person, number one, great broadcaster, and I so much appreciate him filling in for me a lot lately since I've had some technical problems. And also on the line has been Mark Evans, who will continue with us. Both of these guys are going to continue with us throughout this hour. Mark is an ASC certified technician, regular contributor here to the show, and also a former automotive radio talk show host himself. Matt Edmonds is with us. We got James Bell in the on deck circle, who is the head of consumer affairs for General Motors. But let's talk more about the tire rack. And Matt, if you could guess, and this is a tough question, but how many different tires do you have in stock, or how many different, if you added them all up, I'm sure you could go around the globe a few times.
You know, a lot of hoops out there in that warehouse. But no, the tire industry has become just so incredibly complicated. I mean, you know, obviously with sizes and different types of tires, you know, each manufacturer, you know, working and developing new tires, improving tires constantly. You know, there's just lots of choices out there for consumers, and sometimes it can be somewhat overwhelming. But you know, our goal is to provide those choices so that, you know, a consumer can select the right tire for themselves and their vehicle. But you know, we've got, you know, well over well over 8,000 SKUs of tires and socks. So, important to have that great selection available for the consumers.
Why don't we make sure and give out all of your information, telephone-wise, and website, social media,
sure.
Anything that you would like to promote, by all means, do so.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the easiest way, really to reach out to the Tire Rack and to really start your search is via our website at TireRack.com. And that's a great way to start, obviously, there and available all the time. And then, if it becomes a little overwhelming to you, pick up the phone, you call us from the number on the website or at 800-428-8355. Reach out to one of our sales team members, and they are more than happy to work with you and make sure that you can get the right tire for your vehicle. And the beauty is, you place that order, and for, 85% of the population around the country, you'll have it the very next day via UPS Ground from one of our 7 distribution centers. So, and you can have it delivered to yourself or delivered to over 8,000 of our recommended installers around the country who will accept drop ships. So it's really like custom ordering your tires, and they are more than happy to receive those tires and then arrange with you to have them installed.
That's fantastic. Mark, any question for Mike? For Matt?
I was going to ask a question about the installation. Now, once you get them delivered, you've got 4 tires sitting in your driveway. And, you get out 2 screwdrivers and say, well, let's have at it. Or, I've noticed from your TV commercial that you do have suggested dealers that you can take it in your particular area to get them installed. Is that correct?
We do. It's very, very simple. When you're on our website, just enter your zip code. You get a map, and we have a selection of tires. We also have a selection of installers, and you can see what they're going to charge. And really, one of the most convenient things is you can select them as a location for your shipment, as a ship-to location, so that you never have to, touch those tires. I mean, a lot of people don't want to handle the tires, don't want to deal with it, don't want to put them in their vehicle. They may not have a vehicle that's capable of putting the tires into. But it's a very, very convenient way to do it. And those installers are also reach out to you once they know an order's been placed and is coming to them for you to make sure that, you get an appointment arranged and can get them on as quickly as possible.
Well, I've been there in the way of transportation. I know my former wife had a Pontiac Fiero. And we blew a tire one afternoon, and I get this little, they had a little mini spare unit. It didn't really have a trunk in either side. The engine was in the middle, and there was what you would laughingly refer to as a trunk. But it just had enough room for this little wheel on it, so I didn't think about it. And I get up, put the little wheel on. Now I've got the big, regular-sized wheel, and no place to put it. So we're driving home, and my ex-wife has this wheel in her lap. There's no place to put it.
I can see
the transportation of those tires, unless you happen to have a van or a pickup truck. I think I'm the only man in Alabama that does not own a pickup truck. Transportation could be a problem. So having them drop ship would certainly be a good idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mark Evans, any questions for Matt?
Well, Matt, too, I wanted to point out, too, I was looking on your website, you guys also have the TPMS, Sensors Tire Pressure Monitoring System.
Oh, yeah.
You have those parts, too. So for the listeners that wondering why that tire light is on their dash, you guys do have the parts, which is basically the valve stem, isn't it? Remote valve stem?
It becomes a little more complicated than that. That the sensors do reside on the backside of that valve stem, inside the cavity of the tire and the wheel. But we do have those sensors available, and it's one of the real benefits. I mean, now we're seeing, obviously, those sensors have been out there since 2007, 2008. They're getting old. The batteries are dying on them, so the sensors are dying. But also when people do an upgrade on their vehicle and do a tire and wheel package, we can sell them sensors so they can have the sensors installed, and everything comes mounted, balanced, ready to go, and bolt them on your vehicle, and off you go.
And no light on the dash then either, huh?
No light on the dash.
Peace of mind.
That's a good thing, and it's always a pleasure, Matt, having you on board with us. We're going to have to get you back with us for a full hour, because this is a subject we could definitely devote a whole lot more time to, but it's great to hear your voice and great to have you chime in on today's edition of Auto World with not Bob Long, but a trio of hosts here. Three for the price of one.
What a deal.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it, and everyone, safe travels here at the end of the summer, and it's an important time, and check that air pressure in the tires and make sure that you're set to carry those loads of hauling everyone off to school.
Excellent. Matt Edmonds, Vice President of the Tire Rack, thank you so much for your time here today. And now we're going to solve the mystery of this world's largest yard sale. Mike Wallace from WFPA mentioned it during the first half hour of the broadcast that he can see it. And now we're going to get one of the people one of the people that's been causing this traffic nightmare down in Alabama, Mike, James Bell, who is the head of consumer affairs.
Causing the traffic. Bob, I thought we were friends.
We are the best of friends. You know that. I'm just giving you a hard time. The world's largest. Well, what's the deal of this world's largest yard sale? Mike is out down in Alabama, and he can see it. Yep. And goes all the way down to goes all the way to Ohio, and we're going to get into much more. But just give us a general little quick overview of this world's largest yard sale.
Well, this has been going on for years right now.
Something.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Was that for me or Mike?
Well, if you know about it, go right ahead, because this has been a staple around here. I hate this time of year because I'm my station on the Parkway.
Well, I do know about it because I've just spent the last 4 days cruising it from southern Michigan to Georgia. So I know it very, very well.
Oh, well, go right ahead then.
All right. Well, this is I think the 28th year, and it's along Highway 127, and it's just, I guess if I lived nearby it, I probably wouldn't like it too much either. It's basically a collection of people bringing out their yard sale type wares. Obviously, not just people that live right along 127, but people come from all over, it seems, at least all over the country, and it's just an amazing thing. It's hard to describe until you've seen it and just see the absolute the overload of things that are available. But we, with General Motors and GMC, we use it as an opportunity to put together a great program with Habitat for Humanity. So we're taking this probably, big traffic logistical nightmare if you live nearby it, but turning it into a very positive experience.
Wonderful. We're going to hear all about it on the other side with James Bell, Head of Consumer Affairs from GM. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I am Bob Long, along with my fill-in guys. These two guys do a wonderful job of filling in for me when I'm traveling or have technical issues. I'm Mike Wallace, owner of WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. Great broadcaster and great friend. And Mark Evans, great broadcaster, great friend, ASC certified technician, and former automotive talk show host himself. James Bell is with us, another great friend. He's the head of consumer affairs for General Motors. And GM, along with Habitat for Humanity, have been traveling along the world's largest yard sale, U.S. Route 127, benefiting new Habitat homeowners in Georgia. And this is a really cool event. And number one, I got to ask you, what GMC vehicle have you been taking this long cruise in? What have you taken out this year?
Well, myself, I've been piloting a beautiful four-wheel drive GMC Canyon, which has been getting me darn close to 27 miles per gallon on the highway, so that's pretty strong. And but the rest of the team that we've sent down on this tour, and we'll give you more details on that if you'd like, have all been in GMC Yukon XLs because they've been buying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, tell everybody listening around North America, as well as the three of us, more about this project and what's been going on and all the great things that you've been doing along with Habitat for Humanity.
Sure. Well, The GM Foundation does a lot of very charitable work with different entities all around the country, and Habitat for Humanity is one of our key partners. And we started talking to them probably 6 years ago, 5 years ago now, on different homes that Habitat puts up around the country. We often provide help in those moments, but we thought, you know, what else can we do? And they said the issue is often that the family that receives these homes, you know, they're able to financially put together the money to take over the home's payments, but they're not always able to furnish it very well. And so the Habitat thought maybe we could help with that. It was around that time that somebody within GMC knew about this World's Longest Yard Sale and kind of put the two pieces together and said, well, why don't we send some people down to Highway 127 and assign each team to a certain room in this house that's being built. So maybe on my team, we'd be taking care of the kids' bedroom. And Bob, you'd be in charge of the kitchen. And somebody else would be in charge of the living room. And somebody else in charge of the master bedroom. And so we assign these different rooms in the house and give them a small budget and turn them loose. And we have, you know, after 400 to 500 miles on a day's drive, we meet up along the way just to make sure everybody's okay. But other than that, it's kind of free reign. Ultimately, I'll meeting this year in Atlanta, where as I speak, I'm watching the amazing team put together all the furnishings, get everything cleaned up, painted, really kind of put together the way they want. By the way, all these people on this tour with us, they're all DIY bloggers or HGTV enthusiasts. So trust me, they're good at what they're doing. It's not they didn't ask for my help. Let's put it that way.
Very good. And today, I understand, is the big day. At least one family is going to take delivery of a brand new home.
Yeah, that's right. We arrived here in Atlanta yesterday afternoon and started right to work on it. Again, my work means just carrying stuff from the trucks and the trailer to the house. And I set it down, and then they shoo me out of the house. But they've been the team's been working hard and getting all decorated and done nicely. And then today at about 3 o'clock, the family's going to come to the house. And again, they know that they're receiving this house, but they don't know what's happened to it over the last 24 hours. And the way I like to say this is that they know they're getting a house, but we're turning it into a home for them.
Very well said. Mike, your thoughts on the yard sale and the Habitat Humanity partnership with GM?
Gee, it's a wonderful thing. I wish I had known about this sooner. I could have promoted it on my show this week. It makes it all worth it, all this hassle of trying to get around up here. And I know it's good coming out of it. It's wonderful. Are your vehicles marked so people know who you are as you come by or not?
You know what's funny you say that? In years past, we've had like those magnetic signs put on the side, but we had a little problem with people either removing them when they were parked different places or them flying off on the highway. So what we've done this year is given all the shoppers very very noticeable T-shirts to wear. And that's been one of the great things. You know, I've been doing a lot of radio and TV along the way just to kind of promote this. And what I've been hearing back from the teams is that they'll arrive at a group of yard sales and wearing their GMC shirts, and people say, hey, I heard a guy on the radio or on TV this morning talking about this. Take what you want. You know, I'm not even going to charge you. I know what you're doing here. This is a wonderful thing. This, you know, I want to be part of this charitable exercise, and so take what you need. So it's been a great exercise in you know, in the real positive human spirit.
Wow. I wish next year, if you let me know ahead of time, I will be happy to promote the heck out of this so people along at least this northeastern Alabama corridor will know what's going on.
Yeah, well, the this is the third year I've been involved and fourth year overall. I'm sure we'll do it again next year. It all depends on where we partner on the home with Habitat. This year is, again, as I said, in Atlanta. Last year was in Cincinnati. We haven't been as far south as Alabama yet, but one can only hope.
Hey, next year you got to get down here. A bunch of great people. We got oh boy, there's people all over the place. I guarantee, as they used to say on public radio.
Very good. And Mark Evans, your thoughts on what James has been doing?
James, I think it's awesome. Now, I want to ask, I know, you know, when it comes to yard sales, there's some great stuff out there. Have you had to pick up a couple things for yourself that you just had to take home?
Okay, so this is the third year I've done this, and the first year I failed. I didn't bring enough extra luggage space, and the things that I looked at were all kind of large and ungainly, and so I said, okay, next year I'll be smarter. So last year I did leave some extra luggage to get home with some new things, and brought things home that basically have been kind of put in the garage by my wife somewhere. I don't even know where they are. So obviously they weren't quality enough. This year I have just picked up a couple small things, but you know, it's the things that these bloggers are getting that's actually more kind of exciting. I mean, one person, I unloaded yesterday a big box full of old rusty padlocks. And, you know, what is that for? I don't know. But I know when I get back to the house later this afternoon, there'll be some really cool thing done, something very creative. I'm reminded of 2 years ago, I was asked to unload this old basketball backboard and rim. I was all dirty and covered with spider webs and everything. And you've obviously been sitting in the back of a barn for some time. And so I carried it in and I said, well, what in the world are you going to do with this? And the person said, you just see. So she cleaned it all up, painted it really nice, and then hung it on the boys, the young boys' bedroom, and then put the laundry basket underneath it. And so it had served two purposes. Number one, you walked in the boy's bedroom, and it looked very cool to have a basketball backboard set up in his room. But then more importantly, when he took his socks off, he shot baskets, and laundry went in the right spot, so it kept his room clean, too. So just really cool, creative stuff. And so, yeah, what I get doesn't matter. It's what these really creative bloggers do that's really fascinating.
It's great.
Yeah, it sounds like go right ahead, Mark.
Oh, I saw it too, James, on Facebook. You you got me excited when you showed that picture of that, was it a 5354 GMC pickup with the top cut off?
And I know. Somebody was...
Yeah.
A friend of mine said, yeah, it looks like the first-generation Chevy SSR. If you remember that.
Yeah, true. Yes, of course.
Yeah, that thing was pretty cool. I was they were asking $10,000 for it, which I thought was fair, but who knows what kind of shape it runs in. But, wow, it was pretty. I'm glad you saw that.
That's awesome. I liked your comment. I was like, I think you made a comment. How can I get this in my suitcase?
Yeah, that's right. Piece by piece, I suppose.
Yep.
Is there a specific website that folks can go to check out pictures of this home and all the great stuff that you've been doing over the last week or so?
Yeah, absolutely. On Twitter, the best place to go to is hashtag GMCHTA, and the HTA stands for Hidden Treasure Adventure. And then on Instagram, we're also at GMC. And the teams of bloggers, I mean, you know, again, these are all social media professionals in conjunction with being fantastic home designers. And so they've been prolific. They've been putting up pictures of, I mean, on it seems like every 5 minutes you can see what they've been up to. And a lot of people that I've run into along the yard sale said they've been following along. It's been really fun. So while the tour, the actual, you know, road trip is over, if you want to jump onto either of those services and have a look at the trail of photos, you'll see that they've been having a good time.
That's great. And being the gearhead that I am, what was the general reaction to all the new GMC product? I bet lots of people were really blown away.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of beat-up vehicles that are running up and down 127, and then we come rolling in with some shiny new Yukons and probably getting much better fuel efficiency than a lot of the other trucks I saw.
Absolutely. James Bell, as usual, a pleasure having you on, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for your
Bob.
Time. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.